Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Warlow's here. John is a great friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of the Warlow Company, which was an outstanding research marketing firm that he built up to a great success and sold it and moved on to other things. Now he's helping people like you and me, and I like the way that direction is going. He's the author of Built to Sell, Turn Your Business into One You Can Sell, and then also the new book, The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. We're going to get him to explain himself here in a couple of minutes. John Warlow, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. John, when I started out on with my media company back in '97, we were trying to get people to do business with us, and all of us were. You were, I was, and there were different models, right? Some people were giving it away, and some people were trying to get people to subscribe and to pay for it. But in those days, it seemed like people were saying, well, why would I pay somebody money for something if I can get it for free, right?
Yeah, you bet.
And so there's been this tension, right, over the last 20 years or so as to which direction to go for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go all the way back a couple hundred years ago, the birth of the subscription model actually came about from cartographers, people who were making maps of the new world, and royalty and academics bought in advance the new maps from the map makers. And that's how the subscription model, came about. And then mm-hmm. you're right, in the 80s and 90s, information became more of a commodity, and certainly with the advent of the Internet, we had much more commoditization of information. But I think we're actually now going back a little bit the other way. There's a lot of companies now selling, small businesses, selling information in very sort of niche areas, in particular how to. So there's a website, restaurantowner.com, where right. if you own a small restaurant, you can learn about the ins and outs of running a restaurant. Well, you pay to be a member of restaurant.com. So,
right.
If you can pick up a tiny little slither of the market, you can actually charge for information these days.
Well, that's right. But you do have to have compelling content to be able to pull that off. You have to be truly bona fide with the real stuff if you're going to pull that off, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And there's a difference between business-to-consumer models and business-to-business models. So business-to-consumer, when you're doing a travel website, for example, hey, would you like to go to the Greek Islands? We'll tell you all about the Greek Islands. Those sites go out of bankrupt a lot because
right.
it's an information that's not required. Whereas if you've got a business-to-business site where you're actually giving them information they need, another example of this would be contractorselling.com, where they teach plumbers and electricians how to build a business.
Right.
It's kind of mission-critical information. People are willing to pay for that if it hits their pocketbook.
So you're saying B2C is more likely to be free. B2B is more likely to be paid prescription.
That's correct.
All right. So what do you think about the two-part of that, the combining both of those, where you say, okay, come to see us, it's free, and if you want our premium level stuff, we charge you for that.
Yeah, so the freemium model. And, it can work. I think that, it's a very delicate balance between how much you give away for free and how much you give away, is behind the paywall. The temptation is to parse out some of the free stuff, some of the best free stuff. But what we find is it's kind of piling in a lot of the best information and the free content actually will give them the sense that there's some really good stuff behind the, the curtain, so to speak. So, don't be afraid. A lot of people want to hold back their best information for the paid version. But
mm-hmm.
in many cases, providing some really high-value content free kind of gives you that credibility to get people behind the paywall.
So if you're an average Main Street small business out there, you're just trying to get customers. And you're so there are two kind of businesses. One would be if you're in the business of content, then you're a publisher.
Sure.
You're not selling electric wire or sinks or paint, right? You're in the content. You're a publisher. What do you recommend for people who are just trying to get customers to come back and buy more stuff from them?
Yeah, information is of my subscription model. The one that's probably more relevant for a lot of your listeners would be the simplifier model, where you're just simplifying the life of your customers. A good example is Guardian Angel. So Guardian Angel is an IT support company. They started off, they did break fix. You had a problem, you called them. They went to AngelWatch, which was basically a subscription-based billing platform, so that you paid a fixed monthly fee, and they would watch over your network. And if there was ever a problem, they would swoop in to fix it. It's called AngelWatch. Once you went to sell the business, you got an offer four times higher than she got when tried to sell it at a big fix company. Mm-hmm. Why? Because buyers want the recurring revenue.
Yeah, the recurring revenue thing, that's the deal. That's the big deal. But again, it's hard to find a Main Street small business that in addition to the products they sell, they also have recurring revenue from the subscriptions. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think you're right, but it's increasingly more important. So if you're a swimming pool company, for example, and you sell those chemicals, and your whole business model is based on location and people kind of coming by and buying chlorine at your store.
Right.
Well, guess what? There's tons of subscription models out there now to supply direct. You can buy it from Amazon. You can buy it from all kinds of different stores. And so the value of your location is diminishing the day that Amazon becomes a bigger player.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you've got to think about, okay, how do I get on board of this subscription company? And so what if instead of waiting for customers to come in and buy the chlorine, I signed up and said, look, once a month we'll send you a bottle. We'll just send you a technician out to your levels in your pool once a month, and you can be part of this kind of swimming pool owners club, hassle-free owners club. So that's an example of where you're kind of thinking differently.
Well, it's a different way of monetizing what you're doing. You might say, okay, you can buy your chlorine from anybody, but if you sign up for our regular service, you're going to get access to this other information, and that's no. We're not going to charge you for that, but only people who use our regular service get that.
You bet. And so, if you've got a subscription model or a recurring revenue offering, you want to pile in as much value as you possibly can to get on.
And the recurring revenue doesn't have to come from the content. That's the point, isn't it?
It doesn't. Correct. There's not.
I need the website, please.
AutomaticCustomer.com.
AutomaticCustomer.com. Check it out, John Wardlow, and I will be right back. We're going to get Matthew after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.